I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Ladies and gentlemen, this week, July the 2nd, which is tomorrow, July the 2nd, in the Roundy Pub in Cork City, at Coco's Comedy Club, I will be there doing a work in progress show. And thank you to so much to all the people in Cork who came out there the week before last in Collins. It was easily the best, by a mile, the best work in progress show so far. So I'm super excited to get back to Cork City tomorrow night, July the 2nd, Coco Comedy Club. If you click on my Instagram profile at the Stephen Mullen, click the link in my bio, you'll get details, the tickets to that show. And I'm not sure if there's many tickets left, to be quite honest with you. But yeah, do book online or find the Coco Comedy Club on Instagram and book the tickets there. There's lots more work in progress shows coming up for all of the month of July. From then on in, they will all be at various venues in Dublin. So I look forward to seeing you there. To find out, click the link in my bio on my Instagram page at the Stephen Mullen, and you will find out where the latest shows are going to be, upcoming shows. But for now, for tomorrow, July the 2nd, it's Coco Comedy Club in Cork. Ladies and gentlemen, let's do this.
Hey, Stephen!
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
All right, everybody, calm down. Welcome to Hello Steve-O Podcast for this Friday, the 1st of July. Is the 1st of July officially summer, or is it June? I can't remember. No, it isn't June, isn't it? I don't remember, all right? I don't care anymore. Calm down, everybody, calm down, right? Let's just breathe in, breathe out. It's Friday. We made it. We made it to the end of the week. You can probably hear in the background, there's, I think it's a con saw out there on the street, cutting away on some concrete. Now, what's the trick when you're cutting concrete with a con saw, ladies and gentlemen? Come on, you know that in order for there to be less dust, what do you have to do? Come on, that's right. Yes, well done, very good. Use water. Why is that? Because if you pour water over the part that you're cutting, at the time that you're cutting the concrete, there's less, what is it? Dust, ladies and gentlemen. And what doesn't have calories? Dust. How did he manage to merge Little Britain and Fat Fighters Club with a builder cutting a console, cutting concrete with a console outside? He's a genius! He is a genius. Yeah, I don't know why I went into the console. I don't think I've ever used one. I've used an angle grinder before. Back in the days working on the building site, but I can feel from all the lads out in the building site outside that they're just dying to cut away. Let's get this done so we can go down to the pub for pints. We've made it to Friday, ladies and gentlemen. It's exciting, you know. I feel now I've just gone to my local fantastic speciality coffee shop, of which I'm going to give a free shout out to Proper Order Coffee Company. Google them. One of the best coffee shops in Ireland. They also have their fantastic affiliation of No Mess and Bakery. So they have the combo of having amazing, amazing coffee with amazing baked treats. And I treated myself this morning. You know, I did. Well, this morning. It's the afternoon now. But I had a beautiful lemon curd donut from there. Mm! It's gorgeous. To the point where I actually flicked, I could feel something on my lips just before I started recording, and I flicked my my beard, and like flakes of sugar from the donut went all over my MacBook. One second there. No, I don't think there's any getting that out. So I went down to proper order coffee, chatting to the gals in there. They're always good crack. I always seem to be in there at a time when no one else is in there because, like, I know 11Z's and all that kind of stuff, all the surrounding offices and all that will be piling in. There'll be queues out the door for everybody to get their coffee. But I work nocturnal hours, really, so I'm always there at the odd time when they're just having a bit of a quiet moment and I go in and hang and have the chats with them. And they were saying that there seems to be a bit of a, one of them said, a tension in the air in general. I don't know. Are you feeling that, guys? Are you feeling a little tension in the air? I think it could be. And, you know, I think there's probably a lot behind this. I think there's a frustration in the air, certainly in Dublin and in Ireland. I don't know where else in the world you guys are, how your summer is going. I know there's lots of you listening in the US. You're probably having, weather-wise, a much nicer summer than we are. But from an Irish perspective, we're now in July. And I don't think we've had a full, I think we've maybe had 1 week and maybe a 4 to 5 day week of nice weather. Other than that, it's been pretty poor. There's been lots of humidity. It's been kind of, it's very close. You know, some people say, oh, it's close today, isn't it? Oh, if it's terrible close, you know. So there's lots of humidity. I mean, it's humid today, but the sun ain't out. The clouds have been covering quite a lot. And I think that has something to do with the tension where we haven't got our sun that we thought that we need. I mean, usually we'd get at least a couple of weeks. But however, I can hear some of you already saying it. You're waiting for the schools to come back in September. And that is when the cracking weather will come out. September, new uniforms. Do you remember that in school? In your crisp, brand new uniform, feeling, I like my crisp, brand new uniform. I don't like the fact that I have to go back to school, but, oh, hold on a second. I'm going to have to pause. There's a sneeze coming. God damn it. I paused it for a second there and then it went. How annoying is that? Is there anything more annoying than a sneeze leaving you? Ah, it's, I'm frustrated now. I used to do it to my dad all the time, so I can't really complain, really. My old man would be, he'd be in the middle of a sneeze, and he'd pull this funny face. I'm recording this for Instagram now to put on Instagram as well. My dad would be, he'd about to sneeze, and he'd go like this. And I'd go, goody, 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 and he'd like, I'll stop it, you creep! That's the kind of kid I was, you know, ruining people, other people's snoozes. Sneezes. So yeah, it's there does feel like there is a tension in the air a little bit. I felt it in Temple Bar last night. So those of you who are not from Ireland, Temple Bar is in Dublin city centre, and it's kind of, what's the equivalent in London? I suppose it could be Soho, in the London equivalent, or maybe, I mean, it's obviously not that big, but the New York equivalent would be Times Square, in that it's very touristy and it's that's where all the tourists hang out, and that's where there's, you know, yeah, all the tourists are hanging out and they're getting something to eat and they're getting the inverted commas, the genuine Irish pub experience, when it's not really, because fuck all Irish people go there. The only Irish people that go there for some reason is teenagers. Teenagers are hanging out there, and I remember back in the day, because Temple Bar back in the 90s was real rough. It was a bit of a kip, but it was a big music place at the time. Loads of gigs going on, loads of bands hung out there, and it was like loads of dilapidated buildings. So lots of great music came out of there. You'd have bands rehearsing and all that kind of stuff. The 80s and 90s, I heard in the 80s that it was like really, really rough. Like you wouldn't go down there, you know? Sorry, just taking a sip of my proper order coffee. And so nowadays, it's quite a touristy place. You've got the odd kind of, you know, it's a bit like Camden in London, actually, a little bit. You know, you have your shops that sell patches to sew onto your denim jackets, and you have, you know, all that kind of crack. Tattoo parlors, Irish pubs. What else would you have there? Yeah, all that kind of crap. Oh, yeah, there's a few, like, there's a theatre, there's music venues, the Irish Film Institute is there, all that kind of stuff. So it's a little bit of a cultural quarter with a lot of hacky touristy crap as well, right? But for some reason, the teenagers all hang out there all the time. And I've noticed that in some evenings when I go down to help some comedy clubs to flyer to get people into the shows, right? But back in when I was younger, when I was a teenager, I remember the type of teenagers that would hang around there were like skater kids or goths or rockheads, you know, punks and all that kind of stuff. And they were just hanging around, smoking, sometimes skateboarding and all that kind of stuff. And it was a different vibe. I never got like a tense vibe off that. I never got like a, yeah, like there was any tension when they were around. Now, it could be wrong, but I just, you know, they were just there kind of being rebels in their own way and kind of just hanging out. And skateboarding was their way of rebelling, and just being goths was their way of rebelling. And they would all hang out in the same place. Maybe listen to heavy metal music or whatever. Harmless. But today there definitely seems to be a different vibe in there. Now, obviously, there's the, if you live in Dublin, you'll understand what I say about the very aggressive Dublin Seagulls. A lot of them hang around there. But I don't know which is worse, the Seagulls or the teenagers, because they're now, it's a different generation and culture is different. Like when I was growing up, the culture, you would grab on to cultural things for an identity or for something that you were into or for a way to express yourself. So for me growing up, it was predominantly football. So it was about wearing a football jersey, about following your team, about, you know, playing football and a little bit of music, which for me at the time, like Beatles, Oasis, I was mad into all that kind of stuff. But not to the point in my teenage years where I was artistically inclined, because I never hung around. I was never in a place where people were starting a band and all. I did that later on in my life when my working life, I started a band and all that stuff. I was never around people that I do regret that I wasn't in places where I could, you know, in schools that did art. None of the schools I went to did art, for example, you know, or drama, or one of them did music, but it was like, it's academic, you know what I mean? So there was no real creative outlets in any of the places that I went. But what's different now I see about the teenagers, certainly around the teenagers that are hanging around in Temple Bar, is they're not really hanging on to any culture of anything. Do you know what I mean? They're not trying to be skateboarders. They're not being punks. They're not trying to start a band. You know, the only reason it seems for them hanging around there at the moment is A, to smoke those elf bars. If you don't know what they are, they're these vape. You can hear the seagulls. Thank you very much, seagulls. They're hanging around smoking elf bars and cigarettes or whatever. And they're all in North Face. The lads anyway are all in North Face tracksuits. And fuck me, they are angry. And I reckon, I don't know, it's because they're not doing anything, do you know? That's the culture that we're in now. That's what teenagers are coming up in now. Yes, they've probably been in 2 years of a pandemic and there's some frustration there and all that stuff, but they're not latching on to anything. They're not into anything, do you know what I mean? I find it a bit weird because culture now is the internet. So they just have their phones and they TikTok maybe from time to time and that's kind of it. So what you get when all these kids are hanging around in Temple Bar is just a massive tension between them all, and I shit you not, right? Twice at least when we were out flyering. I know Damo Clark, one of them started on him one day when he was flyering, because obviously we're comedians, so we're just quicker than them if they ever get aggressive or try to slag us off or whatever. And one of them, I think he got chased. Because a big gang of them started chasing them to try to kick the shit out of them. But I was there like a couple of weeks ago and it was just like they were organizing a fight and there was about 20 of them. And you can see they're all sheep as well. None of them can think for themselves. Not one of them can stand up and go, here, let's not do this or let's do this. Not one of them is a leader. They're all sheep. And they're all there with their hands in their tracky bottoms going, yeah, yeah, what's going on? We're going on this way. No, they're going this way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're all hanging around in this, you know, they're following each other in this big gang. And there's this tension because there's going to be a fight. And they're figuring out where the other gang are. And they're going, let's go down this way. We'll cut them off here, blah, blah, blah. You can see they're all scared shitless to have this fight, but nobody can stop it. Not one of them, because they've built this thing. It's like the mob mentality where nobody can back out. And there's this constant fucking tension. They're probably taking bits and pieces or whatever, you know. I mean, I kind of hope they are smoking weed because that would like chill them out a little bit. But I experienced it last night when I was flying out to do my work in progress show. Ticket sales were low. We're up against the weather. So I said I would. I probably shouldn't have done this, but I went out and I flyered. And for like 2 hours before the show. This did not help the bloody exhaustion. But I thought in my head, this is good exercise for Edinburgh because that's what I'm going to have to do with Edinburgh anyway. Is it soul destroying? It's not soul destroying because it's humbling and it's part of like, you know, it puts the pressure on you even more because you're handing out a flyer to say to somebody, come see me do comedy now. And it's not a comedy club situation. You don't have somebody going up and warming up the room, an MC, and then you can go and do 10 to 15 minutes of your best bits and go bang, 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 bang. No, you're saying, I've got a full show, come watch me for an hour. It's not a huge amount of it. Like, you might say that's very full of yourself, but it's like, I don't know if I'd say I'm full of myself because I'm pretty fucking scared. And in a situation like that, when you're out there and you're physically putting yourself out there and going, come and watch this show, you do feel, come watch me do comedy, you do feel vulnerable, right? And some people, man, ask when you ask them just a simple, fancy some comedy tonight? Fuck me. They hate a flyer. There was another comedy club that were advertising their show as well. And I think this is a better way of doing it. They have a big sign, like they do for plenty of other shops and stuff like that. They have a big sign that says comedy tonight. So there's a guy holding the sign. And then people go up, people who are interested, see the big sign. And they go up to that guy and they go, tell us about the comedy. What's the info for the comedy tonight, etc., etc., right? And so I think that's a better way of doing it rather than kind of sneaking up going fancy some comedy tonight like I'm dealing drugs with my leaflets, you know. But people, you know, I would say 25% of people were pleasant. Maybe 10 to 15% of people were cunts, and I don't mind saying that word. There's one English guy that I was like, honestly, I was going to shove him afterwards or trip him up or something. That's how I felt about the way he reacted to me, and he only said one word, but it was his fucking, it was his arrogance that I was like, I kind of want to drop the leaflets here and just take the piss out of him now for 10 minutes, because he just looked like a see you next Tuesday. It was just the way he disdainly didn't even look at me. I said, fancy some comedy tonight, sir? He went, no. And it was the way that he looked at me. Oh, sorry, he didn't look at me. The way he just kind of dissed me. I have no problems kind of assuming that he's probably a massive racist as well. That's what I'm going to say, yeah. Voted for Brexit, the whole lot. He's on his last trip to a country where he can go on holidays because he voted out of the fucking... Honestly, he had that vibe off him. He was probably a bit coked up as well. He was aggressive in his no. And then he was. I was watching him with his mate and they're like, oh, no, let's go here, let's go here. And I was like, oh, no, honestly, I wanted to go through him. And I shouldn't bring that aggression out of me. There's no need for that, Stephen, you know? I need to check myself. Why are you so aggressive, Stephen? But it was just when you're out there and you're trying your best and you're smiling at people, putting a smile on your face to try and do it, and somebody talks to you like that, bleh. Then there was these two young ones that, you know, obviously I couldn't do anything about anyway, but they were, the way that they were dressed was to, like, I would have guessed they were at least in their 20s.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
They walked past me and they were definitely from, I knew from the way that they were speaking to each other and the way that they were dressed that they're from a specific, what might, some people may call, rougher part of town. I've no problem saying that. And I said, I'm not going to discriminate. Maybe these two young ladies would haven't been to a stand-up comedy show before and it'd be cool to have new people down before. And I said to them, fancy some comedy tonight, ladies? One of them, at least, she was kind of half aggressive but kind of half looked at me and went, no, thank you. And the other one went, we're too young. And it was so aggressive to the point I was just like, what is your problem? So maybe there is a tension in the air. Maybe there is. But there was definitely a tension in the air in Temple Bar last night. But I want to say, and if you're listening and you're at the show last night, thank you so much for coming. We did get a crowd. We got a crowd to come to the show, did it in the Workman's Club, and it went. Now, I don't think this has ever happened to me before, and there's plenty of mad things that happen on a night of stand-up comedy, but I was heckled at least 5 times last night by a fire alarm. Literally. If there's any way to unsettle an audience when you're trying to get your new material to work, the one way that you can really unsettle an audience is by putting on the fire alarm at least 5 times. And they're all sitting there going, I'm sure it's fine. But they're going, we don't feel relaxed enough to laugh at your jokes at the when there's a possibility that the building's on fire. Damo was actually helping me out on the show. If you don't know Damo, I put a post of him up the other night on social media. He has this new bit that is absolutely bonkers. It is mental. I can't even describe it, but there's lots of implements involved. he was kind of helping set up the show and all that stuff. And he was just at the back. He's Australian. And he was just there. It's fine. It's fine. You know, and they don't trust how chilled out he is about it. And I was like, Damo, turn off the bloody Barbie there, for God's sake. He was like, yeah, it's fine. It's fine. But every time I would restart the show again, it would cut in again. And it was just like, then you start to lose your cool up there a little bit because you just realize in that moment what a long day you've had, you know. I'd therapy in the morning. That's not a good idea, by the way. Therapy and do a big long ass show and then do another comedy club show after that. That's not a good idea. I don't recommend that, ladies and gentlemen. If you're doing stand-up comedy, therapy and a massive stand-up comedy show that day, not a good idea. So I was exhausted after therapy. I went back to the office to try and prepare for the show in the crack den. I'm not even joking. I fell asleep on the floor of my office for an hour. Got up and said, well, at least I must have needed that, so I'll try to get some work together. And then as I'm trying to prepare and trying to maybe come up with some new, where to fit in some new ideas and new bits, I had to go and do a job for the comedy club, collect the leaflets for them at 5:30. So I didn't get time to prepare, legged it down there, went out flyering for 2 hours before the show, had zero time to prepare. And at that moment, I kept trying to be positive. I kept trying to work at it and make it happen. But at that point, when the fire alarm has gone off 5 times, you just have a moment of, fuck this shit. And listen, my show is kind of about that. It's kind of about the fact that in life, there are just some shit moments when you're just up against it. You're exhausted. There's a tension in the air. You don't want to fucking do what it is that you know you're supposed to do. You're pissed off. You've been up against it. Your body and your brain are completely flummoxed. And it feels a little bit like nothing is going your way. However, that is life. Get over yourself. And I say that to me, like that's, you know, that's just one of those days. And I got through it. I'm proud of myself that I did get through it. And today, I'm kind of doing a lot less. It's like I'm already recording this later than I wanted to, but it's because I stayed in bed. Oh yeah, of course, when I got home after, so I went into to another comedy club, did that show, that went great. And then after that, of course, I get the phone call that my daughter has woken up with another ear infection. She's in pain with her ear anyway, and she's screaming. So I go home to that. Not to mention the fact that my neck, today is the first day that's feeling okay, but all week, it has been a nightmare of pain with the neck. So when I look at it from that perspective, I mean, this is the first time I've actually put all these things together and said this all together. I haven't slept a lot this week between the neck and, you know, other things going on. And you're just, your body and your brain are just experiencing a lot of exhaustion, you know, and you just try to power through. But I'm glad that I got today where technically my only obligation today is saying to myself, just take chill out on yourself, pal. Refill the tank a little bit. Do things that are going to make you laugh or inspire you or just give you some energy. And there's definitely a massive case of kind of going, you know, I have to share this load with other people somehow. And some other comedians, like Damon was there last night, listened to the show and he was like, you know, he really enjoyed it. And he was like, you could try this for that bit and try this for that bit. And so it's at this point when, because I'm actually one of very few comedians that are going over to the Edinburgh Fringe from Ireland. So I do feel a little bit like a lone soldier at the moment because usually, for whatever reason this year, I think it's just because the pandemic has just come, you know, the pandemic kind of just finished. People haven't had a chance to write an hour. So maybe I'm bloody mental to be even doing what I'm doing. But I'm going over, I'm doing it anyway. So I'm one of very few people that are going over to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival from Ireland. Usually there's way more people going over. And very few people are doing new hours. Very few. So, you know, I am under a little bit of pressure. But what I will say is that I definitely have shared the load a little bit, and I should share the load a little bit more. And we can give out about comedians a lot, but actually, when I've reached out to pals of mine, to other comedians, they've been feckin' amazing. They've been amazing. One of my good pals spent an hour with me last week on a certain routine, and he just gave me a little tiny, have you thought about doing it this way? And I was like, oh, that's brilliant. Because sometimes you just can't see the woods for the trees, you know? And so it was great to just be able to talk to other people about it. And I definitely need to do a lot more of it, you know. So that's what I'm going to do for this last month. I'll continue to work at the Work in Progress shows. I've only got one tomorrow night down in Cork and I'm really looking forward to that. And I have a few more in Dublin. But what I'm going to do for the rest of that time is I've actually got a quieter week next week and I'll do a lot of writing on it. And try to be nice to myself in the whole process. Try to keep filling the tank because it's definitely running low at the moment. So yeah, it has been. And you know what? I was supposed to be. I'm so happy that happened. I got offered to be part of do a day's filming to do this cool sketch, which is a company that I've never reached out to them, but I've wanted to work for them for a while. And anyway, they reached out with a sketch for me to do, and I was like, yeah, I'd love to do that. Got cancelled and I was like, you know what? I'm good with that right now. I'm so good with that right now. So yeah. Take the time to fill the tank, ladies and gentlemen. That is the moral of today's podcast. And it's funny the way that this game goes because sometimes you can have a gig that will actually give you inspiration and I can forget that. Like last Sunday night, I went and did the Ha'penny. I closed the Ha'penny, for example, and sometimes a night like that is the night that gives you inspiration, because yet again, I did 20 minutes of zero material and just having absolute mad banter with the audience. And you can forget nights like that. I did record it. I did have a joke last night that happened on stage. Actually, I was talking to a Dutch guy, and he was like, I was asking him about the main religion in the Netherlands, and he was like, Christianity, I suppose, but I think most people are, you know, believe in atheism. And I was like, believe in atheism, that's nice. But like, I was like, I don't think atheism is a religion, I said to him, you know. And he was like, I don't know. I think it is. He was like arguing that he thought that atheism was a religion. I was like, I'd like to see that mass, you know, people walking up to church, we don't believe in you, and walking back out again. But the last week in the Haypenny was like some crack, you know, and I got some amazing banter out of people from Israel, believe it or not. A Finnish guy. There was this Norwegian woman who was ridiculously stunning looking. She looked about, you know, 23 or something like that. She was older than me, and she was kissing this fellow who looked older than my dad. And I was like, they were the same age, apparently. I was like, mate, you are punching. But they're in the middle of gigs, snogging the heads off each other. But that's comedy. Comedy, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for all your messages. I do appreciate it. And we had lots of crack during the week. You're enjoying the silly goofs around that I have on the guitar and all of that kind of stuff. And that's kind of it. What's going on in the world at the moment? It's all mad as per usual, isn't it? You know? Putin's mental. Ukraine are trying harder and harder to get into the EU. As of today, Ursula von der Leyen, the president of the EU Commission, said that you need to get some things in order to get into the EU, Ukraine. You need to get some proper, non-corrupt people in charge of certain institutions. And the Ukraine are going, yeah, we'll do that. And you realize that some of the stories of corruption in the Ukraine might have turned out to be true. That's not to justify what's going on in Russia or what the Russians have done, but there's definitely another side of the story that I've been hearing through other media outlets that aren't mainstream, that you're kind of going, why aren't the mainstream media talking about these things that Ukraine have done? But anyway, why am I getting into politics? That's not what you guys came here for. But there's nothing else. The football is out, you know? I feel a bit weird about that. I feel like I need my football, but Formula One is happening this weekend. The British Grand Prix. Can Mercedes finally get their shit together? Can Lewis Hamilton come from nowhere to win at his, I think he's got some mad number of winning the British Grand Prix. I don't know. That'd be interesting to see what happens. But in the meantime, I'm going to have a quieter week. Oh, by the way, if I can give you a cinema recommendation. Now, if you're epileptic, I'm not even joking. You do not go and see this thing. Do not go and see this movie because it's not for you. But I do feel that if there was a movie that could encapsulate ADHD in a, you know, in a style, it's certainly the style of this movie. Go and see Everything Is Everywhere All of the Time. It's an American-Chinese genre, I would say. By the trailer, it looks like it's a comedy, but a quirky. And there is lots of quirky comedy in it. But the philosophical narrative upon which it is espousing, and the way that it's showing you that there's constantly, I mean, this is what it's selling, essentially, is that there's constantly, we always live in each and every moment. Every decision we make brings us to a different universe. And that's kind of what the movie articulates. It kind of articulates the ability to be able to move between the universes, because there's different universes all the time because of the decisions that you've made. So it's still in this world, but there's different universes if you decided not to get up this morning. So that's a different world, as opposed to getting up this morning, because that's another world. Or if you stayed up from last night till today, that's another world. And there's lots of comedy to be had in that, but there's lots of brilliant and very interesting philosophical conversations and philosophical questions that the movie raises. And I really enjoyed it. A little bit long. But there's some great kung fu type action stuff in it as well, which adds to the comedy a little bit at times. But it's deep as well. Very well shot. As I said, if you're epileptic, do not go and see it because it's tough on the flashing. And it does get to a point, and that's why I say it's like ADHD. The characters are constantly switching between the universes that it feels that you're watching 20 movies at the same time. That is mental to say, but it's true. I'm very impressed at the amount of work that's gone into making something like that. But the movie manages to bring you to a point where you feel like you're watching 20 narratives at the same time. They're all going on at the same time. It's a bit nuts. But I recommend it. I like that kind of stuff. Massive philosophical questioning. Everything is everywhere all of the time. Check it out. It's in all the mainstream cinemas. And I think it's well worth doing. And it gives us all food for thought. It gives me food for thought, you know? If I hadn't have done those shows yesterday, where would I have been today? What universe would I be in today? If I hadn't have done the flyering, where would I be today? I'll have done no show, but I'll be well rested. Maybe that's the... But anyway... I'll rest today, a little bit of prep tomorrow, drive to Cork, to the Coco Comedy Club, which I'm very excited about. I can't wait to see you guys down in Cork again, and thank you so much for all your support. I really appreciate it. And we move forward. I don't think I have a work in progress show next week, and then they're back on like hard for the next couple of weeks. So I actually have a week off from the work in progress, which is maybe not a bad thing at all. It'll help me prepare a little bit better. Give myself a little bit of time. I can't believe that I was also... I was working on recording this other podcast. I can't believe I was going to do that. I haven't got the time for that shit. But anyway, I'm in this universe, so I'm just going to get on with it. Ladies and gentlemen, have a fantastic week. Thank you for the messages. Keep sending them in. Keep chatting, and I'll see you at one of these Work in Progress shows. Everybody in Cork, see you tomorrow night. Up the rebels. Thank you very much. This was Hello Steve-O Podcast. Peace and love.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.